Good morning. How's everyone doing? There's a reason why we have the font here. First of all, what does the word font mean? What is a font? Anyone know? It's baptism. You're exactly right. At the font is where baptism happens. So a font is a place where you are washed. Now, I hope that you take a bath before you come to church every day. Do you all take a bath before you come to church? But when you were brought here as a baby, and before you were even washed, Mom and Dad brought you here. I remember all of you, as a matter of fact, or most of you, right here. And here, Mom and Dad brought you here to be washed. But washed how? What happens here at the font? Well, if you listen closely to what Logan just read from the book of Romans, it tells us very clearly. What happens, Cullen?
You wash your sins away.
Your sin is washed away. Now, we have to be careful to say that we wash our sins away. It's who washes your sins away?
Jesus.
The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, right here, washes all of your sins away. He actually puts them to death. I saw all of you die right here. You died. But wait a minute, you're alive. How is that possible? Because with God, all things are possible. Because here, your old sinful self was put to death, and you were raised to newness of life, as God writes for us in the book of Titus. You're given newness of life. You're alive. As Logan just read for us from Romans, you are free. You are free from sin. And you live unto God and to God alone. So here at the font, this is a very, very important place for us, a very, very important item for us in the church. This is part of the church furniture, and it's very, very important. We must never, ever hide this away. Because each time that you see the font, what do you see? L-I-V-E.
Life.
Life. You see life. And you also see, yes, you see love also. Because right here is where God showed his love to you and everyone looking at you. For it was God who came here and did this great work. We had nothing to do with it. It was all God's work. And that's the importance of Jesus' baptism today. Silas will tell us very soon why Jesus had to be baptized. And it's for a very, very important reason that actually is very, very important for you and for everyone looking at you right now. So listen closely to Silas's sermon as you have closely listened to me, knowing that here is a place of life, and here is a place of love, and here is where your Lord came to you, and he had mercy on you, and he forgave you all your sins. Let's fold our hands, let's close our eyes, and let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for here at the font, giving us life and salvation. Here, Lord Jesus, you came to your dear children, and you wash them clean. You put them to death in your death, yet you raise them to newness of life. Lord, this is all your work, 100%. We thank you, Lord, for doing this great work and keeping us by the power of the Holy Spirit, whom you gave to us here also at the font, that he, O Lord, keeps us in the one true faith. Lord Jesus, all your children love you because you first loved us. Lord Jesus, we pray this in your holy name. And all the children said,
Amen.